Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, what's up, Cleaning Nation? Hopefully you can hear me. Throw it in the chat if you can or can't. Actually, if you can't hear me, I guess I'll just, no one will know. So we are actually live from our Millionaire Mastermind event, and we've got two brave people. So some of the people hit. I told them they didn't have to be on. But Kim, who just got off of a, here, tell them about your flight. And hold on. There she is. Look at how lovely she looks after like 71 hours of flying straight.
Not yet. Hey, babe, I see you.
You know there are other people going to be watching this, just your husband, right?
He's commenting. So
oh, wait, hold on. What's he saying? No cursing, Jason. How dare you? It's a Motley Crue. You got that right, baby.
Nope. Just ready to go to bed. I'm pooped.
It is 7:30 at night. Why wouldn't you be? Come on. How dare you? Yep. All right. This is Big Spencer. Wait, how do we? He looks, I don't know how to work this thing.
What's up? I don't know what to do with
I'm the drunk one, not him. Wait, hold on. All right, and then we've got Dylan and Daisy, who I should chase, but we're going to make fun of them because they were too scared to come because I told them I might ask them a question. All right, if you were here not to talk about Kim's travel plans, but to learn about why, how to overcome your fear of selling, why it's a problem, you were in the right spot. If you hate selling, you hate pressuring, you hate begging, you hate waiting and hearing, I'll think about it, and all that good stuff, and you know that it's killing your growth, you're in the absolute right spot. We are going to jump in today, and this is exciting because I'm coaching my Millionaire Mastermind people how to do these Facebook Lives, and they always seem scared, except for Jason, who's on. He is never afraid. So we are live showing them. It's not scary at all. It's fun. all right, so the cost of this, if you can't get it right, is if you are not able to get over your fear of selling. I'm actually touching the other mic, which is probably making – sorry. I'll stop it. I'll put this down. Okay, I got a thumbs up on there. You're touching other mics. So that is going to cost you and your employees. It's really weird to do this with the, like, I've got, they're sitting in front of me, like, just, usually just me in the room.
So
it's, yeah, I'm getting judged. They're making notes, like, Mike sucks. These are much better not live. Yeah, Kim says, Dylan, get down here. sorry, this is what happens when we do a millionaire, when we do a live from Millionaire Mastermind, you kind of get stuck in our warped sense of fun, which is really just abusing one another, mostly me apparently. So yeah, fear of selling your growth is going to cost you, your business, the impact that you could have on your community, your employees, all that good stuff. So we're going to dive in right now so you never, 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 ever have to be afraid of selling again. So, like usual, I always kind of like to break some of the myths that are holding us back in terms of what we believe that's killing us, and then replace them with the right beliefs that are actually going to help you get your goal. So I've got thoughts, but these are my best people that are supposedly the smartest in Cleaning Nation. So I'm going to let them see if they want to answer before I do. So the false is you have to do cold calls, right? That belief of I got to knock on doors, I got to call people I don't know on the telephone, I got to basically reach out to people I don't know personally either by shoe leather or phone calls and ask them to give me money. Bullcrap. I have a truth I'd like to share that you can replace that with, but I will give Kim and Spencer the opportunity if they spoke. Oh, Kim pointed at Spencer, so we'll see if he knows anything. He's been paying attention.
Real cool, Kim.
Real. So, real Spencer, cool. What's the truth about, do you actually have to do cold calls? Why not? Talk to us.
No, you don't have to do cold calls.
But then how do you get customers, that's Spencer?
That's real dumb. That's cold calls. You need to warm up those leads a little bit. You need to make it easier for them to trust you and to like you. Mike's looking at me through my phone that I've got.
It's very meta.
But no, yeah, you don't have to do cold calls. There's so many smarter, better ways out there to get a sale accomplished.
Wrong answer. That was no, just kidding. That was terrible, Spencer. How dare you? All right, I'm going back to my. I guess I don't have to sit down every time, but what are you going to do? So that Spencer's absolutely right. The trick is we got to move from chasing, which is what cold calls are, right? We're interrupting people who are typically, if you call them or bang on their door, and you know you're next, right, Kim? Because Spencer did that one, so you're next. But you don't even know what the question is. It could be something you're a genius at. Going from interruptive marketing, which is stop what you're doing, listen to my phone call. I'm going to just walk in and barge in when you try to do your business. And Dylan says, so he's hiding somewhere in this house. And his only comment is, So the trick is we got to move from chasing, which A, sucks for us, and B, sucks for them because they don't want to be interrupted, to attracting. So just like Spencer said, we're going to find a way to give value to these people and get them to come to us as opposed to chase. Like Spencer was just, I forget what he was asking, but I was telling him we had 189 people come to us last month wanting our help. Such a better position than calling him. And I didn't cold call any of them. Like, hey, Kim, can I have some money, please? Like, just a weird thought. All right, next false that scares a lot of people away, and part of the reason I love Cleaning Nation is I have found you to be, present company excluded, clearly, some of the nicest, hardest working people in the world. And you guys are really willing to work hard and do whatever it takes to grow your business, but you don't like high-pressuring people. You don't like doing stuff that makes you feel creepy. So you absolutely do not, not only do you not need to high-pressure people, but that is going to give you the opposite result that you want to do. So we will, let's have Kim. She's got thoughts on this. She's going, no, don't make me talk. And I'm even going to hide my notes so she can't. Here, I put your face over my notes, so you have to go on your own. Wait for it, and you have to use it here. I'll even do it. Okay. Voila. Kim Johnson, everybody. Owner of Premier, is it commercial cleaning?
Janitorial.
Pardon. How dare me. Premier Janitorial. Talk to the people, Kim. Give them what they want.
You know I hate this.
Well, then hate it with the mic closer.
Mike is very well known at doing this to people and putting them on the spot, and he knows I hate it.
She hates it. That's why you're my favorite. But she didn't leave, so she gets all the credit because some of the other people, Dylan and Daisy, ran away. All right, so why? I know you've never high-pressured anyone in your life, yet you guys have a ton of clients. How did this happen?
We have great relationships with our clients, and they talk to other people in the field. We do have a medical niche. And that's kind of how it's just kind of flourished. Just
if you're writing stuff down, write down niche and circle it. Go ahead.
And so you just find a niche. You just work with them, get to know them, have a great relationship with them, and the word of mouth just spreads like wildfire. And then
so love the word of mouth. But before you have customers, how do you get word of mouth? Because you have to get your first couple. How'd you do that?
Oh yes,
Spencer's giving your clip notes. Hey, Jason and Kim know how to get clients.
Find their pain.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yes, find their pain and fix their pain. Solve their pain for them. They may not even know their pain. Tell them their pain, and they'll help you.
Give me that. How do you not love Kim Johnson, everybody? She's the best. And her husband, who we love, we're going to give him a hard time because he's not here today. So, but he's on the live. So we're going to, hopefully you're feeling very jealous, Jason, because we're going to have way too much fun. So Kim is exactly right. We never want to pressure people. You're going to do the exact opposite. So when people try to pressure people and, make them bend to your will, not only is it hard, it doesn't work. We want to do the exact opposite and bring value to them. Solving their pain, identifying their pain for them, helping them identify their own pain is a great way to bring people value. Another way, but people think, here's the one thing we definitely want to expand your minds on. A lot of people think my only value I bring is cleaning things, right? So that's the only value I can bring. The only way I can bring value to someone is to clean. That is not the truth. You can bring value by having fun, right? Hopefully on this thing. I know we're having, like, you guys might be bored senseless of like, stop jerking around and give me some things to grow my business. But we're having fun. So to the people that are enjoying this, we're bringing value. You can definitely bring value to your customers. Michael Johnson says, what are some questions? Derek says, I want to lead more commercial leads. And Michael says, what are some questions you can ask to discover their pain? We are going to answer that, Michael Johnson, because it's such a great question. But I want to finish going the different ways you can bring value. So helping them clarify their pain can absolutely bring value. That's what Michael's talking about. Having fun with them or having them have fun can bring a lot of value. Helping them have freedom of time, freedom from things that they don't want to do can bring them value. Creating a community can bring them value, right? The fact that our Facebook group has 8,000 owners of cleaning companies brings a lot of value to the community, right? And it takes work and time and effort to grow that group, but it brings value. And then again, making sure that you understand their pain, help them understand their pain, communicate that pain back to them. But just open your minds in terms of how you can bring value. It's not just cleaning crap. There's lots of ways you can bring value to people. That said, Michael asked the question of the day, so I'm going to answer the best I can. What are some questions you can ask to discover their pain? The best question, if I can only have one, is why? So they're going to want to keep it superficial, right? You're going to go, what made you call me out today? They're going to go, well, my cleaners suck. And most people are going to go like, oh, are they not dusting? Or they're going to kind of keep it a superficial level and go, what, you know, you know, then you kind of start piling on the cleaner. What you want to do is tell me about that. How does that make you feel? Why? What? How does that affect your life? So we want to get them off the concept of this cleaner is not doing a good job that we're paying them for onto how does that affect you personally, right? So that property manager or that medical facilities or that housewife, aside from feeling like they're not doing what they should do and it upsets me, they're also saying it might have a, you want to get down to the real pain. Like, how does that make you feel? What is it costing you? How long have you been dealing with this? How long, what have you tried? What kind of solutions have you tried to fix this in the past? Tell me more about that. And then get some specifics and data. So the best way is to ask why, because the why behind the what's always good. So when they say, you know, they're constantly leaving, you know, paper clips around. Tell me about that. Why does that upset you? How does that affect your life? So kind of really dig into what they're saying. Honestly, if you're just curious, you'll probably get there. Myra says, I've been learning a lot from your program. Fantastic. Please, I need some help in where to better hire contracted W-2 employees. I promise we'll talk about that on different subject, different day. If any of you guys go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these broadcasts and podcasts and Facebook Lives and all that sort of good stuff. All right, back to selling. So first and foremost, you're not supposed to do cold calls. That's the exact opposite of bringing value. Second, you want to attract, not chase. When we chase, that's also not bringing value. Third, you have to pressure people. Pressure people is not bringing value. And fourth, selling should be scary. Well, it's only scary because you feel like you have to pressure people into doing stuff that you don't want to do, and you're interrupting them and saying, stop doing what you want to do. Still really weird that they're – Kim's actually looking at her fingers, which is fine. That's less intimidating. Spencer's looking at me with kind of a bemused, like, what is he going to – oh, Kim's so Kim is watching her little I'm apparently better looking on the screen because they're watching that as opposed to the real me. So sorry, I guess you guys get the good one. You're welcome. I don't know what to say about that. So the reality about selling being scary is, you're welcome, Myra. Hopefully that helped. The thing about scary is when we are trying to get them to do something that we want, i.e. stop what you're doing and pay attention to me. When we're chasing, not attracting, cold calling them, interrupting them, trying to get value from them. I want your money. Stop what you're doing and give me your time and attention so I can get your money. That can be scary, and it should be scary because you're not bringing value. The beauty is when we move from how can I take from this community or take from this person to how can I give and contribute, it's not scary at all, right? I was just saying, this Facebook Live isn't scary, but obviously Kim proved me completely wrong because she was terrified. She's got a little wet spot under her. I don't know what that's about. But yeah, that's right. No. but she still gives credit because she's here, and Dylan and Daisy, too good to even show up. How dare you people? What the hell were we talking about? Someone help me?
The cold calling and stuff, how it's not...
Spencer's fine. He wasn't paying attention. Oh, wait. Oh, we got a question for Kim. Sorry, I got to give the people what they want. Michael says, what is the best way you found to build a good relationship? All right. Well, sorry, Kim. It's right here. Kim, can you tell Michael what the... And by the way, I don't want to like give away your stuff, but Kim's got a very successful clinic. How many employees do you have, just to give an idea?
50.
So Kim's not fooling around. She knows what she's talking about. Spencer's totally fooling. He doesn't know anything. I'll just say one of these guys flew here first class, and one of them was in steerage. I won't say which is which, but we'll let the smart one talk. Spencer's like, I'm paying for this abuse. What kind of ridiculous... All right, there you go. Hey, the people have a question. Kim, talk to them.
What's right the there? Best way you found to build a good relationship? Just being who you are and doing a great quality product. And
well, prior to the relationship, you can't do a great quality product because, you know, how do you build a relationship before they buy from you? You just... If they want to know you! Mike? What drives me nuts is she's so bright and she...
talk on camera.
Well, then here, take the camera. All right, go ahead.
My brain disappears.
All right, give us one thing. How do you build a relationship? You are so good at this, Kim.
You just be you, and you just go talk to people, and you just find out if they need pain, and you help solve their pain.
Beautiful. And I got to tell you, even though she's really, really nervous, the cool thing about Kim is hopefully you guys are all getting... Hold on. It's my wife. She hates when she's... Hi, baby. How do you build a good relationship?
You ask them about them, and then you shut up.
I could do that on this, but it would be kind of a quiet deal. So, yeah, Kim said it. The key is hopefully you guys got that she is super real. So you can say what you want about her time on our broadcast, but that is the Kim that we know and love. She's always her, and that is very attractive to, so hopefully, and perfect, because I'm super successful and people see me and go, well, I'm not like that, and I don't like him, or I do like him. And you see Kim and might be attracted to that or not. The beautiful thing is, with either of us, you're going to go, that's the real Mike. I feel like that's who he is all the time. And their mastermind people have spent a lot of time with me, like, same dude, that's the same Kim. So that, even though she's really embarrassed to say it, that be real, Michael, to answer your question, is huge. People will take an authentic person that they disagree with almost as more so than sometimes a disingenuous person that they think they agree with. Perfect example is Donald Trump. Like him or hate him, a lot of the people that he's competed with and beat, whether you like him or hate him, it's not about that. You get him and it's like, oh, he can't say that, he can't tweet that, he can't whatever. I have no comments because it's so controversial, other than the guy is him. I think from more so than most of the presidents in our recent history, it's like, that is the guy that we're getting. A lot of people are like, I really don't like that guy. Okay, at least you have a feeling you can really like or not like what you feel is a guy and who he really is, as opposed to a persona. So that be real is really, really huge. And in today's day and age, it is becoming more and more of a commodity that does not exist. So the cool thing is, when you are real, it stands out a lot. It's really easy. There's so many people, we don't cut corners, we clean them. We've been in business for blah, blah, blah. I can take all of your websites watching right now, and they're almost exactly the same. So feel free to go and make them real. Okay, next deal. So, we have to deal with a lot of rejection. That's another thing that people are really afraid of. People are going to tell me, no, I suck, my price is too high. We'll talk about price in a second. You're welcome, Michael, glad that we could help you. We got the strong arm. I don't know what that means. It says, you guys are awesome, strong arm. Thanks, you, Mike and Kim, smiley face. I don't know what when you young kids are going to tell me what the strong arm means. Hopefully it's good. I don't think he's flipping me off. I can't tell, I got old eyes. Kim's flexing hers over here. We're going to have to bring that on. All right. So the thing with rejection is, again, two things. First of all, when you're going to bring value to people as opposed to take value, you can't really get rejected, right? With this podcast or with this broadcast, I'm doing my best to help you guys. And everyone in the chat is being amazing. But say there's one person like, you suck, Mike. You're a scam. I hate your guts. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't like it so much, I don't think. But because I'm not asking for anything, there's really not a lot of rejection. So if you just go out with the goal to give value to a community, there's really nothing to be rejected, because you might think I suck. I'm like, well, then stop listening to my free podcast, my free broadcast, you jerk. I'm not asking for any money. So that's the first half. The second piece is, when you give enough to a community, you get more people, like we talked about earlier. We had almost 200 people reaching out and asking for help via appointment just last month. And we did like 60 of those appointments, not even. So when you have more people than you need and can help, you really get to move from sifting and sorting to the right people and working with the best people. And then you kind of get to reject, right? Not that that's what we want to do, but it's so much better when you're like, I've got this many people that need my help or wanting my help, and I can only serve this people at a really high level. So much better than when I have this many people wanting my help and I can serve at this level. So the way to get rid of the rejection is to serve and to give and to create a space where people come to you and they want to be a part of the community that you've created, as opposed to chasing and begging. And that goes with price too, right? A lot of people, because rejection and your price is too high, your price is too high is really just another form of rejection. Again, and Kim nailed it. I forget who it was, Kim or Spencer. When you are solving their pain, price does not come up. So if I'm bidding, I will clean this many toilets and mop this many square footage of wood floor and vacuum this many carpets and take out this blah, 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 and Spencer's doing the same thing, maybe I'm $1,423 a month. Maybe he's $1,609. And there's really nothing to compare by other than price, which is the last thing that really for the value of your customer is not what's best. And then between Spencer and I, it's not what's best. So if we move from, I'm going to put me as the hero and not Spencer because I have the mic and he doesn't, although he's bigger than me. So he might overpower me at some point. This could take a turn. But if Spencer's selling this many square foot, this many cleanings, we'll get your dust, blah, blah, blah. And I understand their pain and I understand that you didn't get hired to clean and you're spending an exorbitant amount of your time on cleaning and you're not able to hit your other objectives you're supposed to be doing. And the people above you that control if you get a raise or if you keep this job are getting frustrated. And 20% of that has to do with the cleaners that you hired. And I'm talking to them on that level and I'm $1,690. And Spencer's like, how many toilets are there again? And he's $1,305. They're still going to go with me. So that, I think it was Kim, that really is the key of understanding their pain, being able to articulate it for them. Because a lot of times they think if they're not educated, I want the most clean for the least money. And if that's what everyone else is competing with you on, you're going to lose if you get into that game, because guess what? The person that does it for the least money is going to have the least ability to understand their pain and to solve it. They're not going to have insurance. They're not going to have uniforms. They're not going to pay their people well. They're not going to pay their taxes. They're not going to have workers' compensation insurance to protect you. They're not going to have systems and processes. They're not going to have a culture. They're not going to have a marketing budget. They're not going to have any of the things to make their lives amazing. If we have that and we're able to, it's really hard. Usually I look up at my sky and cactus. I've got Spencer Kim and a weirdly small backyard. We're in this like $3 million house with a backyard that looks not $3 million. If you guys ask nicely, I'll show it to you. It's disgusting. All right. So all that to say, when you're really bringing value and you're helping them understand their pain and walk them through that, price never comes up. It just doesn't. Okay. So the reality is, I know this kind of sounds like a big mind shift, but the good news is once you get this one thing locked, there's really just two big chunks. There's lots of small things that you're going to have to deal with. But once you have a system to attract all the right customers that you need, the only other thing you need is to attract and build a team to do the work. Once you've got those, you can build a multi-million dollar cleaning company just on that. So this is a pretty big win. I know it sounds scary and you've got to kind of look and it feels outside of your comfort zone, but it's not like this is one of a thousand things that needs to get fixed. Once you can get this, having all the clients that you need is huge. If you would like our help doing this, go to so you're a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Right now, I'm going to tell you to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. So hopefully you found value from this broadcast. You go, this is great. I got, when Mike shut up and let the other two people speak, I got some really good value. I'm telling you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. When you get there, you're going to get a free on-demand training that I put together. I think it's just under an hour. It's the best of it. It took me so long to put it together and find the absolute best, most impact I could pack in an hour. Guess what? At the end of that, I'm going to say, so free value here. Hopefully you've gotten that. And the people that didn't get value from this think I'm a jerk. That's okay. They're not going to bother me and I'll just be able to deal with the cool people that I like. Then I'm going to say, okay, go get this extra hour of content that's transformational for your business. At the end of that, we're going to say, hey, if you'd like one of us, myself or Jake, to walk you through how this applies in your business, we'll do that for you at no charge. And then at the end of that, we're going to try and help you come up with a plan to get you where you want to go. And at that point, if it's like, hey, I think what we offer matches where you want to go, guess what? You become a customer. I don't have to sell you. I don't have to pressure you. I don't have to get rejected. I don't have to worry about price. I'm just trying to help you at a high level. And if it doesn't work, I can still give you even more value. And even though I may not make money on that specific thing, I promise there's going to be, you keep giving value like that, there's going to be plenty. So I always want to show you guys kind of behind the scenes when I'm telling you how to attract clients. It's the exact same things that we do. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the absolutely free on-demand training right now. See if I have time to answer Samantha's question. We're way over. What about you when you raise prices and have clients who want to negotiate? Have a few lately doing this. So a couple things. They say they want quality service but price out of their budget. Okay, great. So two things. First and foremost, the beautiful thing is I almost never get anyone grind my prices, and we're super expensive for coaching. We just are, because we help. And I get it. I guess it depends on how you look at it. If like the Millionaire Mastermind guys, if I was like, hey, I'm gonna charge a bunch of money to come hang out with me for a weekend, as charming as I am, or I think I am, it's just not worth that much money. But if like, hey, we can help transform your business and save you hours and hours of time and never have to work in your business again and be able to unlock these systems to have all the customers that you need, they know that might, that could be the keys to a $1 million business. So price doesn't really come up. And if it does come up, I go, hey, are you committed to transforming your business and having a life that you want? And if you are, it really doesn't matter what the price is. And if you're not, it doesn't matter what the price is. Jason says worth every dollar, but he's just trying to kiss up because he's not here. Kim's here, who we love, but Jason's not. And I could have a rare moment of transparency. We miss you, buddy. I wish you were here. So that's the first half of it, is when you're really providing value and you're confident in your ability to provide that value, the price doesn't come up. The second piece is, once you've got a system to bring in more customers than you can handle, you don't really care if they go away, right? Like when I have 189 people, we're only able to do 50 or 60 appointments. If half or 20% or 30% or a bunch of them go, that's expensive, I'm not going to pay that, which they don't, I go, okay, good, because we don't have the time or capacity to serve you all anyway. So when it's a price issue, it's because you're not bringing enough value to the customer. When you bring enough, or even your prospects, your community of prospective customers, when you bring enough value, price doesn't come up. A, because they get the transformation that you're making for them and you're helping them in their lives. And B, because you have so many people that want to get into your you know, customer base and you don't have the room to take them, you get to pick by who's really committed and who's the best fit. And guess who the best fit is? The people that are willing to pay your fair price that has fair margin. And the people that don't want fair margin, they can go hire some hobo under a bridge somewhere to come clean their plea. Fine, why don't you give the keys to your $12 million facility to some stranger that's the cheapest dude? All right, so hopefully that answers it. Go to growingkingcompany.com, check out the webinar. It's awesome. As cool as you guys are, I'm going to go hang out with with these guys here, see if I can get Dylan and Daisy to come out of their shell because they were so scared. We're going to have fun. Jason, we miss you, buddy. Hope to see you soon. That's it. Oh, now they're getting bold. They know it's almost over, so they're coming closer and closer, hoping I won't chase them. I will. You know, I'm going to chase them. What the heck? We're done. So if you're bored and don't want to see me find Dylan and Daisy, you can leave. Where'd they go? I hear them. Are they... Oh, I hear them. Are they? Ah, here's Daisy. That's right. Don't you even try and come down here. Here's his mic talking to that. They see you. You can't hide. All right, Daisy. Talk about why you're not scared or why you are scared to sell crap.
I don't sell crap.
Well, okay. Then we'll talk to Dylan. I guess he does. He's smart and good looking. Here you go. They drove like, how many hours are you going to drive to be here?
12 hours.
And the very least you could do is talk to the people. All right, hold on. Wait, that's my head. You don't want that. All right, so you get to end us. Say anything smart to Cleaning Nation.
Basically, if you want to sell stuff, you take your pretty wife and she'll
come
in.
Hold on, wait, wait.
And say hi to the customers, and then they sign up.
Wow. All right, so if you don't have a pretty wife, I guess you're kind of screwed. All right, guys, you're the best. Hold on, I got to figure out how to end this. Crap, hold on. I never know how to shut this down. Bye, everybody. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, wait, there it is. Finished. See ya.
Oh, and thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.